That was a unique announcement of a penalty, that's for sure.
Well, bring more of those. We need more of those. Thanks, Brian, Aaron. Oh, Badgers win the faceoff in the defensive zone and clear it all the way down.
Unfortunately for Wisconsin, it was just a two-minute penalty because it would not have been helpful for the results of this game.
Here's Janiev now, stops as he walks across the line, out of the dot, untouched. Shot one blocked by Kuhlemans right off his shin pad. Up into the air it comes. Kuhlemans got it off to Lindmark and eventually got it out to center, and Penn State will pick it up there. Tour Linden, back to Dowd. Jimmy Dowd Jr.'s dad, Jim, played 16 years in the NHL, former teammate with former Badger Bruce Driver, a Stanley Cup champion with the New Jersey Devils. Jack Horbach steal at center. Spun around by Linden, trying to draw a penalty, nothing called. Now Linden takes a shove from Mersch, got the pass off to Grattan. He works hard to the left, shoots one low left. It goes back behind the net. Mersch goes to get it and flings it all the way down. Shots on goal, 21-7 in favor of Penn State. Nittany Lions lead 4-0 with a minute left on their second power play of the night. Berger drop pass, picking it up with speed is Connor McEachern. Off to the left half boards. Got its way to the point. Good reach by Stang, preventing a cross-ice pass by Berger. Stang chases it down shorthanded left dot. He hands off to Mersch, and his snapshot was blocked. Went behind the cage. Now Stang smartly throws it out to center, and the Badgers will rag the puck a bit. Trailing 4-0, LeMaster tried to clear it, and when he hammered it, he actually hit McEachern in his shin pad and didn't get it deep. Now Paquette throws it out to McEachern. Center point at Sarlo, left wing. They go dot to dot, but McEachern couldn't handle the pass. Good stick by Caulfield, preventing a point pass by McEachern, and it slides back into the Penn State zone. The Badgers only 10 seconds left to kill off on Malmquist's penalty. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say a much-needed kill by Wisconsin. Kind of deflated here.
Yeah, here's Stramel now, as he's out on the PK with DeSaint foul until Malmquist came out. Now the Badgers turn it over. Crespo's pass intercepted by Malmquist. He gets his skates moving. Can he beat everybody down the ice? He's going to try. Snapshot off balance. Sullier save. Follow-up by Wisconsin's DeSaint foul. He fell down. The puck went to the corner. First big stop. Fine save of the night for Liam Sullier. Badgers working along the boards. Pass to Smolonic left wing. Try to get it back to Stramel. Now he gathers it in. Throws it in front of the net. DeSaint foul has Sullier down, and he lifted it 5 feet up over the cage and out of play. Turnaround shot by DeSaint foul may have gone off a stick into the mesh. But the Badgers picking up their pressure in the offensive zone. They need to. They need four to tie, and there's 13:55 left in the second.
I think the goaltender, Sullieri, might have got a piece of that one as DeSaint foul came around the outside. We've seen this line a couple times here. Different players. It was Stramel and DeSaint foul earlier. This time it was Malmquist that actually got it started on the rush, but the line continued with DeSaint foul again and Smolonic causing a turnover.
Janiev on the rush. Dangled past Kuhlemans, then lost control of the puck. Whacked at to the far corner, now up to center. Sliding on his knees, Carson Bantle hadn't gained the red line. He put it softly into the attacking zone. Penn State went to get it. Now the Badgers. Kuhlemans' long-range shot, gloved by Sullier. He paddles ahead for Linden, now to center and Calder. Janiev now will try to scoop it deep, but intercepted by Kuhlemans. His pass angled, intended for Gorniak, too far, and Penn State once again with the puck. And from long range, they'll fire it on Moe, who leaves it off for Kuhlemans and whips it around the wall out to Bantle. Back pedals into the attacking zone. He's said to be onside, according to the linesman. Then fell down, lost the puck. Berger now up the center circle. Berger across the line. McMenamin tries to get past Stramel. Good D by the Badgers freshman. And then the shot by McMenamin was blocked. Here's Gorniak rushing after it. He's got a chance, and he went blocker side on Sullier, missed the net. Penn State leads 4-0, 12:45 to go in the second. Badgers win it free. DeSaint foul back to the net. Hands off to Vorlicky. Back to DeSaint foul. Left circle shooting. One, and a stick save by Sullier, and out of play it sails. 12:36 to go in the second period. Nittany Lions lead the Badgers 4-0. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Matthew DeSaint foul has been the one guy here that's been involved anytime Wisconsin's had some offense. Missing Cruz Lucius. Doing some math earlier, almost 40% of Wisconsin's goals have included Cruz Lucius So they need someone to step up. Matty DeSaint Fowl has been the guy at least this period.
Penn State dumps it in. Lampa gives chase off the inboards, loose. Paquette drags it to try to shoot from the left, and Moe was down and out. But Paquette couldn't pull the puck through traffic, and the Badgers' Dexheimer will dump it down in.
Yeah, Moe was back in his goal. If it hit him, it still might have been a goal.
Here's Stramel now out at center to Dexheimer. He'll dump it in. Goes between the wickets of Dowd, but he runs it down in the corner. An errant pass. Stramel poked at it, but didn't pick it up. And Sarlo tapped it ahead, and now Penn State dumps it in and changes. 11:56 left here in the second period. Nittany Lions scored three in the first. 1:14 seconds into the game. Added another 3:02 into the second period, and it's 4-0 Nittany Lions. Now a shot low right by Wall. Pad save made by Moe. Turnaround long range shot by the defenseman. Dylan Grattan stopped by Moe. Another shot by Grattan. That went wide to the point. Mac, he'll fire one towards the cage. That went off a stick, then the high glass. Wall now cycles for Dylan Grattan, the defenseman. Got it below the goal line to Ryan Kerwin. Kerwin then pushed against the corner wall. Ertl tries to draw it free. Malmquist able to scoop it out to center. And Penn State then picked it up and dumped it right back down in. They're just nonstop. Here's Wall. Left wing, Linden. Linden knocked down, got it to the point. Berger's knuckle puck goes to the corner. And Vorlicki after it there. Headman's intended for Mersch. He apparently got a piece of it. No icing. Soulière wanted otherwise. Mersch in on the forecheck. Dominic Mersch, the Badgers' captain. Here's Calder. DeNapel shoots one low right. Moe with a save. Rebound was there, but Linden was tied up. And now Berger back to the near point, and Linden dumps it right back down in. Penn State is controlled from the get-go. 26-12 shots on goal for the Nittany Lions. A 4-0 lead nearing the midway point of this hockey game.
The last two rushes, just right wingers coming down, shooting low on the far pad off of Moe, and having somebody drive towards the net looking for a rebound.
Kuhlemans tried to sauce in front for Lindmark and then followed it up and turned it over. And now it's back into the Wisconsin end. Jack Horbach out to the right point. Sent back in by Cervagno around to the left corner. Behind the cage, Tyler Grattan, slowed by Kuhlemans. Long shift for Corson out to the point now. And shade shot. He snapped his stick in half. Rolling puck through the slot. Turnaround shot blocked down by Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark. And he'll clank it off the glass and all the way down. It's wobbling to the Penn State goal line. But no icing. Horbach throwing his body around. But he went down as he collided with Mack. And now McMenamin deep into the left corner. Daniel Lodge first there with Grattan right on him. Now it pops free. Lampa out to a wide open Dylan Grattan. Back pedals and they score. Connor McMenamin redirects it past the glove hand of Jared Moe. It's 5-0 Penn State.
Penn State just kind of was a machine there for 5 minutes or so. Wisconsin had a good stretch before that, but just getting pucks on the net, getting the puck back in, getting around behind the Badger zone and winning the pucks back. And we're just flinging pucks from everywhere. That time, traffic in front of Jared Moe. Open point shot. You mentioned a redirection. Found a spot over the right glove of Jared Moe, and it's 5-0.
McMenamin from Dylan Grattan and Xander Lappa at 10:38. 5-0 Penn State. Looking for more. Linden's pass ricocheted back to him. Berger, right point to Naples. His shot clubbed by the kneeling Moe and a stoppage in play. There's 9:02 to go, second period. All Penn State, 5-0 Nittany Lions. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Penn State led 3-0 after one, now 5-0, 9:02 to go here in the second period. Tyler Grattan scored his 7th of the year at 3:02. Connor McMenamin, his 7th of the year at 10:38. Off the draw, Paquette whiffs in the Wisconsin zone. Now it bounces right to Lampa. Backdoor pass intended for Sarlo. He was defended by Dexheimer. Now a bouncing shot by Paquette. Bounced through the low slot. Now back to the corner. It's Paquette again. And then he gave it away to Wisconsin's Vorlicki, who couldn't clear. Penn State holds. Dexheimer after it. Nittany Lions need a change. Long lead feed for Spolonik. Too far out of his reach. Icing on Wisconsin. It's been rough to watch here, Paul. Down 5-0 to Penn State. And you can just sense it for the young men in Cardinal and White, those that are skating with Jared Moe in goal, just looking across on the bench.
It started 14 seconds in on a faceoff play that was kind of a broken play, a little sloppy, and that kind of set the tone here so far.
Dexheimer ahead to DeSaint Foul. Badgers get it out. DeSaint Foul, instead of passing, leaned in to McMeckern and then dumped it down in. Stramel reaching for it deep in the Penn State zone. McEckern able to get it off to Kerwin, who scoops it out to center. Wilson Kuhlman's trying to handle the bouncing puck with Kevin Wall on his backside and got the job done. And the Badgers send it back Penn State's way, but Stramel outworked on the near wall, and McEckern out to center once again. Here's Kerwin across the line, and he'll sweep it down in. Ryan Kerwin, 6 goals, 14 points for the young man. He missed 11 straight games with an injury. Returned last Saturday against Minnesota. Former Green Bay Gambler and Madison Capital, Ryan Kerwin. Now Smolonik, 2-on-2 with Stang, and as he passed it to the left wing, the Badgers offside.
A drop pass by Smolonik. Got rid of it before he got over the blue line and left it on the wrong side of it before he went into the zone.
Right. Ty hasn't played in a while, now shaking his head as he takes a seat on the Badgers bench. Korniak, Caulfield, Stang again for the Badgers. And Penn State wins the neutralized faceoff. Now threw it to open ice, and hustling after it was Shade. He snaps off a headman pass that went well too far, but no icing. Lodge just got slew-footed by Calder, but no penalty. He took the skates right out underneath him and took the puck, but nothing called. Now Lodge will dump it in and gets a check from Linden in the process. Carrad center, Stang now trying to sneak underneath Shade. Lost the puck. Janiev to Calder. He's got a step on Lodge. Leans in. Lodge, good D. Whirling backhand shot. Is it a goal? I think it might be. The referee waving it off. No, there was a collision. Calder, who's a big lad, so's Daniel Lodge, went hard into him and then reverse pivoted to his right and tried to backhand it past Moe. And I think he did, as Lodge collided with his netminder.
The puck went over the goal line. The goal moved off its moorings. The puck might have been in under before that all happened. It's hard to tell with the overhead.
Brian Heron. And no goal, the call on the ice. But as Calder spun with a backhand shot, Lodge collided with him. I don't see when the puck went across the line. It's underneath as we're looking from above the Badgers' goal. I'm not sure if you can pinpoint where it is. Well, actually, it looks like Kerr reached in and got a piece of the puck as Calder tried to do that spinning backhanded shot. I'm not sure if they have enough evidence to prove that that's a goal or not.
And part of it is deciding of why they didn't let it count in the first place. Was it because the goal came off? Was it Mo getting hit? Why originally was there no goal called?
And again, Calder spinning with Lotch in his hip pocket, so to speak. And the power of Calder and the size of Lotch, the two just continued momentum into the Badgers' netminder, knocking him back into the goal.
And it was Calder's spin move. The puck was outside the blue paint when he got in it. Made the spin move, and Mo got taken out by him, combination of him and Daniel Lotch. So this could be interesting. If they do call a goal, Wisconsin would come back and say, well, there was goal interference.
And I could understand that now with your explanation there. As Calder started turning right for the spin-around backhand shot, his skates were already in the blue paint while the puck was outside the blue paint, which is a man in the crease. And Mo had absolutely no chance to stop that spinning backhanded shot because he got knocked into his own cage. If they didn't call it a goal on the ice, I'm guessing they won't call it a goal off the ice. But I can't wait to hear Brian Aaron's explanation when he comes out of the box, because he is a very thoughtful referee. Just talk to us like children, Brian, please.
You know, people complain they're not off communication. Well, that's a great way to create enough.
Here he is. No goal, they say. And I think what you brought up, Paul, with Calder in the crease had something to do with it. And so no goal. Still 5-0 Penn State with 7:13 left in the second period of play.
Yeah, not knowing where the puck went over, and the spin by Calder also had Lotch and him into Mo interference with the goaltender there. There's a few different reasons why that shouldn't or didn't count.
Penn State offensive zone faceoff. They win the draw, but Wisconsin now with possession. Vorlicki tries to bank it off the boards and out. DeNaples able to hold it for Penn State. Back into the near corner. Vorlicki goes left corner to Dexheimer. Couldn't handle the pass. Grattan keeps it alive in the attacking end before Lindmark scoops it out to center. Badgers 12 shots on goal. They're down 5-0 with 6:45 left in the second. Lead feed McMenamin. Too far icing called on Penn State. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Face off to the right of Liam Soulier, who again coming into tonight's game had lost five straight starts with a goals against of .487 and a save percentage of .843, but the Badgers have only put 12 pucks at him. He stopped them all. Offensive zone faceoff, and it split the two defenders and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Tyson Jugnauth after it there. Sauced ahead, intended for Stramel off a stick. Batted down by Stramel. No hand pass. Played out towards the blue line. Held in by Kulemans. Pass to the slot. Stramel off balance. Shot. Good reach by DeNaples to get his stick on that attempt by Stramel, and that carried out of play.
Now this line, again, for Wisconsin with DeSaint Fals, Milanek, and Stramel, they've been finding room to work high.
Yeah.
Both with mostly with Stramel and DeSaint Fals, right under the Big Ten logo above the circles. That's been the soft spot for those two guys to work.
Badgers win the draw. Kulemans waddles his way out near the blue line, pressured and threw it to the mid slot off the skate of DeSaint Fals. Now Penn State comes out of there with it, and Lampa into the right corner. Funky bounce right to Kulemans, and then Mo had to tap it back to Corson. Wisconsin able to exit its own zone. Jugnauth, 3-on-3. Smolonic out high left. His shot off a stick to the right corner. And now Lampa able to lift it ahead. And Daniel Lotch back to get it for the Badgers. Smolonic hoping for a stretch pass. Gets it off the wall. Smolonic left wing open. Shoots one low. Saved by Soulier off his glove. Going hard to the net was Erdahl on the back side. But Soulier made the stop and the rebound went to the corner. Here's Lotch now. Penn State is so aggressive. If you can get the puck with a little bit of time in your own zone, those long passes are available, especially up along the wall. But Penn State has just been relentless on the forecheck, and the Badgers just having a dickens of a time trying to handle it. Out high, straight away, down shot, bouncing, and got it through to Jared Moe on his knees, and he made the save and covered with 5:17 to go here in the second, a 5-0 Penn State lead.
Now there might be, those passes might be there, but Badgers, there's just no time to find those passes. Oh. And just getting it out of the zone here has been a challenge for much of the game here for Wisconsin.
Dominic Mersch out there with Erdahl and Malmquist. Dom will take the draw. Going against McKechern. Out to the point. Penn State won it. Here's Dowd now. Steps in right side. Long range shot. Easy save for Moe, and another faceoff coming up for Penn State. Dominic Mersch, Badgers captain, playing in his 161st game. Doing some counting recently. And he and his brother Michael have played 318 games as Wisconsin Badgers. Only the Granato brothers, Suter brothers, Andringa brothers, and Johansson brothers have played more than the Mersch brothers. And the Merschs will pass the Johanssons first game of the playoffs. We've said the Mersch name an awful lot over the last decade or so. Michael having a fine professional career right now, the captain of the Rochester Americans of the American Hockey League. Here's Caulfield back behind the net. Oh, he centered one to Korniak, but he was defended by Crespo, who lifted his stick. And now the Badgers, Dexheimer to Caulfield, back deep into the Penn State zone. Soulier calmly out of his net, flipped it around to the left corner. Korniak still in on the forecheck, and now they reverse course and up ahead to Calder, slowed by Vorlicki, but stepped across the line. Good poke check by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Pushed it past Calder, back into the Penn State zone. After it, Bantzel coming in. Topol shot one, blocked by DeNaples. Speaking of a man that's played a lot of games, 166 consecutive games for the captain for Penn State, Paul DeNaples, as the Nittany Lions just iced the puck with 4:15 to go in the second, 5-0 Penn State.
Still looking for that first goal, even good chance. Carson Daniel tried to create one there with the toe drag. It looked like he had a some room to get it. There was some room above the right shoulder of the goaltender, Soulier, but DeNaples got a piece of it on the way in.
Bantle, 4 goals in 6 games played against Penn State in his career. He's still out there with Horbach and Lindmark. Badgers won the offensive zone faceoff. Vorlicki walks down the left wing wall, but 3 Nittany Lions in his way. Heave back out to the blue line and chasing it down, Kerwin. Kerr had to pivot, now cuts off Kerwin right side. Actually hogtied him a little bit too and may have gotten away with a holding penalty. Kerwin turned over the puck, and then Vorlicki's pass to Bantle, too hot to handle. And icing on Wisconsin with 3:52 to go here in the second period. Face off to the left of Jared Moe. Series finale, regular season finale tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock face off Central Time with pregame coverage at 3:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. Face off to the right of Moe. Badgers won the draw. Vorlicki lifts it out to center. Bantle in pursuit. Able to knife that puck free. Horbach finds Lindmark left wing down the middle, intended for Bantle. The bouncing puck or pass went past Bantle, and Penn State now with it. Wall and Vorlicki collide. Here's Penn State hustling in front. Oh, nice pass. Chip shot. Mack. He scores. 6-0 Nittany Lions. That's a sophomore defenseman joining the rush for Penn State as he pots his 4th of the year.
Mike Vorlicki pinched in, tried to create a turnover with a hit. Didn't work out, and Jack Horbach was the man covering, and Penn State forward Simon Mack got position on him, and it's a heck of a finish. Nice passing play on the rush, and finds a way to make it 6 here for Penn State.
McKechern and Wall assisting on Simon Mack's 4th goal of the season at 16:30. Jared Moe's given up 6 goals on 30 shots. And I'm not sure he can do anything about any of them. Seems like Penn State shooting at a goal that's 8 by 6 and not 6 by 4. Assist by McKechern and Wall. Here's Kuhlman's lead feed at center. B-State foul, caught it with one hand, now spins to the boards. Smolonic, tough angle. Back behind the net, he carries the puck, looking for Jugnauth, gets it to him, throws one right through the low slot. Kuhlman's now after it right wing, cycles to D. St. Foul. Kuhlman stumbled down, trying to get back up. It's still loose. Now Kuhlman's on his skates, kicked it towards the slot. Backside pass, Smolonic. Very nice save by Soulière. Smolonic right there for a pinpoint shot. Out high, Jugnauth partially fanned at his wristing bid. And now back out to center ice. Smolonic had a look. Now here's Stang. He fires one into the chest. Rebound loose as Stang tried to reach it. Soulière down and out, digging at it. Jugnauth, and now a whistle. McMenamin and Jugnauth need to be separated. Oh, Soulière made the save on Stang, who skated to the side of the net. Didn't stop in front, and the puck dropped. And then when Stang reached for it, Jugnauth was there, but he couldn't get it as Soulière eventually covered.
Yeah, I think Stang was in the position for it. He got it, or he saw it, but I think Penn State got back first. I believe Christian Berger got a stick on Stang's stick, at least, to prevent him from knocking it in. And even then, the puck seemed to disappear and was headed for the net somehow, but did not go in somehow.
Face off to Soulière's right. One by the Badgers, and a backhand shot, no look by Stang right through the crease. Here's a shot by Gorniak, ricochets to the far side. Stang double-teamed on that wall, battling. Nice job against both Berger and Geniev. Sam Stang, strong play on the puck, but now he's slowed by Linden. Geniev took the puck away. Stang on the back check, lifted his stick, and that freed the biscuit for the Badgers. Gorniak, hard of the net, Caulfield. Here's a slot to Stang. Kick save made by Soulière on Stang's bid from the hash marks. Now here's Calder defending Vorlicki, and he forced him to shoot it wide. Linden cycles back, but Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Oh, he turned it over right in front. Give and go! And the shot attempt by Linden was blocked. He had a hat trick staring him right in the face. Oh, yeah. Penn State back in its own zone. It's 6-0. I think this is enough, quite honestly. Yeah, a half dozen's plenty.
The Badgers have at least had a little bit of a pushback here in the last couple minutes with
right.
Maybe probably their best three or four chances of the game, really. That line with Gorniak, Caulfield, and Stang been kind of quiet. They've kind of drew the assignment of going up against Penn State's top line tonight, which has been outstanding. And Sam Stang there creating a little offense for them for the first time of this night.
Face off to Soulière's left. And Penn State won the draw. Hard rim around, trying to escape on the near wall. Malmquist kept it alive for the Badgers. Erdahl sweeps it deep. Soulière tried to get to it behind his own net, but unsuccessful. And now the Nittany Lions eventually clear it out to center. 1 minute to go in the second period. 6-0 Penn State. LeMaster battling with Paquette. Freed the puck for Anthony Kerr. Care up towards the red line, deflected by Mersch. Badgers Malmquist on the forecheck. Stramel's out there now, out to center ice. Kuhlman's batted in the air. Good hand-eye coordination, but picked up by Sarlo, who overskates, now gets it back. Kuhlman's on him man-to-man, and Sarlo sweeps it deep. 30 seconds to go in the period. 6-0 Penn State. And now it's a center ice it comes. Penn State 11-1 this season against unranked teams. Wisconsin unranked. DeNaples out to center. Rolls it towards the net. Intercepted by Wisconsin Stramel. 13 seconds to go in the period. Stramel weaves his way through center ice. Slot. Off balance shot. Not much on it. McEachern after it. Plays it to the far wall. 4 seconds. Jugnauth meets him with a slight shoulder check. And now Penn State stops. The horn sounds. And that's it for period number two. Nittany Lions scored 3 in the first, 3 more in the second, and lead Wisconsin 6-0 after 2 periods of play. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Discover the Criterion advantages and upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances. Criterion offers great quality and great features, all available at a great price. From dishwashers and refrigerators to washers and dryers, Criterion is ready when you are. Get 11% off all Criterion appliances now at Menards. Good through February 26. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
It is country night here at Pagula Ice Arena in State College, and with the power of radio, I can make anybody pretty, and I can make you believe any lie. However, I'm going to be honest. The Badgers down 6-0 after 2 periods of play, outshot 30-17, including 13-12 in the second period. It was 3-0 Penn State after 1. Then Tyler Grattan scored at 3:02 of the second period from Kevin Wall and Jared Crespo. For Grattan, that was his 7th of the year. Connor McMenamin scored his 7th at 10:38 from Dylan Grattan and Xander Lampa. And then Simon Mack, the defenseman, scores his 4th of the year at 16:30 from Connor McEachern and Kevin Wall. 6-0 Penn State after 2 periods of play. And you got 20 minutes to make sure it's not any worse. And maybe, you know, just light the lamp once or twice. You got another game tomorrow to close out the regular season on senior night for these guys.
Well, we've seen the last 2 Fridays. Well, the first Friday, I keep going back to that. The Badgers actually played pretty well and lost to Minnesota, especially early on. But last Friday against Michigan State wasn't a great performance, and this is looking very similar. And the Badgers responded both those times and with great games the Saturday night. So that I know there's a whole other period here, but that's something you hang your hat on a little bit going, looking forward here.
Badgers trail Penn State 6-0 after two periods of play. We'll check the scoreboard when we come back in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger Hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Morgan Wallen sings Thought You Should Know. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Michigan and Notre Dame tied at 2 after two periods of play. Wolverines and Ohio State share second place, the second seed for the Big Ten playoffs. Notre Dame trying to get closer, 5 points behind those two teams. Penn State here leading 6-0 on Wisconsin, a win for the Nittany Lions, and they would pull even with Michigan State with 34 points apiece. And Ohio State's playing at Minnesota tonight. That's an 8 o'clock central faceoff, so they'll get going here in about 25 minutes or so. Ohio State has the tiebreaker on Michigan. And if Michigan loses tonight and Ohio State gets a win tonight, the Buckeyes would be the second seed and would host Wisconsin in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs next weekend. Final break before the third period. Badgers trail Ohio, Badgers trail Penn State 6-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over.
and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows around 12. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 11. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight with another inch Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Hosek and Paul Capobianco in State College, Pennsylvania. Nittany Lions lead the Badgers 6-0 as we start the third period. Badger Hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, reminding everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Jared Moe back in goal for the Badgers. He started tonight and has given up 6 goals on 30 shots on goal. Liam Soulier has stopped 17 Badger bids and shutting out Wisconsin. He made a couple of high-quality saves in the second period, but the Badgers have not generated a lot of offense here tonight, as evidenced by the goose egg on the board. Brock Caulfield, Jack Gorniak, Sam Stang with Tyson Jugnauth and Corson Kuhlemans. Top lineout for Penn State, centered by Tuer Linden with Ashton Calder and Danny Jania. Puck loose at center. Penn State won the third period faceoff, and they dump it in, but Moe behind the net, rimmed it around. Stang redirected it to Kuhlemans, tries to skate it up and out. He got hooked from behind by Linden, nothing called, and now hammered back in by Christian Berger. Jugnauth able to get to the puck. Now Gorniak gets his feet moving, slides it ahead to Caulfield, walks right around Jania from the slot. His shot off the stick of Berger and out of play. Good line rush by the Wisconsin Badgers.
We talked a little bit towards the end of the period. These guys were quiet. Jack Gorniak's one guy I usually expect, if nothing else, you hear his name because of the energy and the forecheck ability that he has. But matched up against Penn State's top line for a lot of this game, they haven't had opportunities. That one, maybe the first time we saw Gorniak with some speed up the ice.
Badgers have outscored their opponents in the third period this season, 33-25, but they need 6 to tie. Simon Mack up to center. Lampa used his skate to stop the puck, dumped it in. Moe up off the high glass and actually hit the net and rolled through the net behind the glass and down into the stands for a souvenir. And the gentleman's going to walk up the stairs and give it to a youngster. That's a very nice thing to do.
Kind of resembles the James Franklin, the football coach for Penn State. As he walks up the
fan?
The fan who had the puck, walked the puck up the stands.
I don't think it was him, but he did look quite a bit like him. I thought you were going to tell me a story about how Franklin walked a football up the stands.
Ben Franklin?
Badgers were on the attack and couldn't connect on a 3-on-3. Now Penn State's Lampa backhands one that goes wide of the mark and all the way off the corner wall and back into the Penn State zone on the freshly resurfaced ice. Oh, D. St. Foul forces a turnover. Pass towards the slot. Bantle reaching for it. It popped high into the air. And then Shade took it away. Kerwin now slides past D. St. Foul and will send it down in. After it for Licky. Reverses to Dexheimer. Lindmark defended. Can't get the puck out. Dexheimer tries again. A wild pass out of the reach of Bantle out to center. Penn State's McEachern Can't catch near boards. Wall throws it far side. Dowd. Penn State on side. Lindmark on Dowd. The right-handed defenseman spun around to the corner. Gets some support now from Kerwin. Looking for McKechnie instead out to the slot. Wall fires one. Missed the net. Bouncing around a little bit. Jammed at back out to the slot. McKechnie throws it behind the net to Wall. Vorlicki on him. Ties him up. Lindmark swoops in and takes the puck away. And he'll skate it out of the Wisconsin zone. We're 2 minutes into the third. 6-0 Penn State.
And Penn State playing it nice and safe. Yeah. Wisconsin got possession of the puck in the zone, and they had three players kind of skating in a line backwards, making sure there's no way Wisconsin to get an odd man rush or anything else.
Zach Erdahl back in his own end. Dominic Mersch calls for the puck, gets the puck, snaps a pass back to Kerr, angled one ahead. Liam Malmquist across the line, his shot off a stick and bounced at Soulier, who gobbled it up like a second baseman and hung on for a faceoff. 17:28 to go here in the third. Wisconsin trails Penn State 6-0. Faceoff to the right of Soulier. Caulfield back out with Stang and Gorniak. Caulfield still leaning in, puck on the left dot. Gorniak chopped at it, runs it down behind the net, throws it to the point. Kuhlemans now swings it left side to a wide open Tyson Jugnauth. Top of the circle, and he whistled one wide and off the corner glass and all the way down as Kuhlemans wiped out trying to hold the zone. In an ice rink like this, lively boards and a 200 by 85 foot ice sheet, if you miss a shot from the wing or the boards, it's going to go off the corner and go the other way. And that sometimes fuels Penn State's offense.
I will say, Tyson Jugnauth, that's been his spot the last month or so. To the right of the goaltender towards the top of the faceoff circle. He scored a couple and I think had a redirection on one too. So don't really blame him for trying it from there.
Not at all. Five goals for the freshman defenseman. Steele Stramel forced to release the puck. Smolanic now trying to dangle between both Dylan Grattan and Calder. Gave it away, but DeSaint Foul battles back and wins the puck. Tried to get it to the point, but not strongly enough, and now Wisconsin's Lodge with it. His pass to the tape of DeSaint Foul got leveled by Calder at center. Linden now, his pass off a skate. DeSaint Foul back up on his skates, and he avoids potential contact with Calder that time and chases the puck behind the net, but Penn State gets there. Sarlo knocked down Stramel, forced a turnover to the stick of DeSaint Foul. A shot that the goaltender Soulier made a stop on. It bounded about 20 feet into the air, got knocked down. Penn State now has iced the puck in a faceoff in the Nittany Lions zone. He lost sight of the puck, and I did too for a moment before I saw it fluttering in midair. Almost like a balloon, just kind of hanging.
He made a nice blocker save. He looked up and knew it was up in the air somewhere, but I don't think he knew exactly where. And was just at least taking stock of the ice in front of him, and the Badger was closing in to his right, so he was there in case the puck came down and on that person's stick, I think it was Charlie Stramel.
Penn State won the defensive zone faceoff around to the far wall. Paquette tries to chop it out, but he was tied up by Vorlicki. Eventually, Penn State takes it. Linden gains the red line, dumps it in. Nittany Lions change. 6-0 Penn State. Three goals in the first, three more in the second. Puck deflects down in the Penn State zone. Lampa, wild outlet pass all the way back to the Wisconsin end, and Kuhlemans has it. Up ahead, Bantle can't catch it off the boards. Lampa takes it. Headman's left wing, Sarlo, cut off by Kuhlemans, who has the puck once again. Banks it up off the glass at center ice. Lampa able to collect there. Took a bump from Bantle, but comes away with a puck. Looking to slide it ahead to Wall back behind the Wisconsin net. Kuhlemans gets there for the Badgers. Tried to rim it around and out, but it hit a partition and bounced into the faceoff circle. No one home for the Nittany Lions. Orbach can't poke it past Dowd. Lampa holds the zone right point. Backhander towards the net. Blocked down by Kuhlemans. 14:50 to go here in the third period. 6-0 Penn State. Badgers dump it in. Giving chase. Erdahl, short angled shot. Easily stopped by Soulier. Back out to neutralize. Kerr slowed the progress of Penn State. Now Erdahl wheeling left wing. Lost an edge. Able to slide the puck to Malmquist, but Penn State takes it from there. And Kerwin will heave it out to center. Good hustle back by Brock Caulfield. Deflected back to the Penn State blue line. That's where Shades got it, and he'll clank it back out to center. Wall to McKechnie. Put the puck between the legs of Erdahl to the right wing, and then one hands one towards Moe, made an easy stick save, and the Badgers with the biscuit again. Kerr to center, Malmquist deflects into the attacking zone. Badgers change, 14 minutes to go in the third, Wisconsin trailing 6-0. Here's Tyler Gratton, he's got a goal tonight. Big fella, centering pass from the low left circle, deflected by the Badgers, and they clear. DeNaples D-to-D to Berger, up ahead to McMenamin. Moe stops it behind his net. Got it, enough of it to Vorlicki. Gratton was sniffing around for a turnover. Gratton almost pulled it free, and now Wisconsin's Gorniak gets his feet moving, slides it nicely to Stang, trying to walk around the defender, Christian Berger. Good defense by Berger, who carries Stang all the way into the near side glass. But Stang back involved in the offensive play. Here's Stramel now behind the net, throws it out to the point, just out of the reach. Vorlicki able to get his stick on it, but couldn't play it cleanly, and Penn State able to force it back into the Wisconsin zone.
I think Cervagno got just enough of this puck on that pass up the ice back to the point to put it off path and out of the reach of Wisconsin at the point.
From Le Bon Arena after one period, Wisconsin and Minnesota State scoreless. Game one of the best of three WCHA playoff series. As Mark Johnson's squad hopes to get to the final faceoff in Minneapolis next weekend, and then hopefully an NCAA tournament bid too. Long range shot by Dylan Gratton got through off the right shoulder of Moe. Badgers get to it and break out. Here comes DeSaint Foul through center. Knocked off balance a bit by Calder. Whipped it around to the left corner. Left wing. Knocked down from behind with Smolanic. No penalty. They try to clear. Fail to do so. Kuhlman's off balance shot. It's loose. Stramel poked at it, but it looked like Crespo was in the way. Jugnov pinches near the left point. Calder backs his way and the puck out of the Penn State zone, and now picked up by Jania. Hard to the net, Paquette backside. Jania fires a shot, though, off Moe and up over the glass and out of play. 12:33 to go here in the third. Penn State comfortably ahead here, 6-0.
It was a little bit of a similar save that Soulier had a little while ago. Moe made the blocker save. Puck went up in the air, and you could see him looking back and forth, swivel, head on a swivel to try to figure out where the puck went, but fortunately for him, it was already off the netting, and got to take a relaxing breath and realize the puck was out of play, and they got a whistle.
Then Mark won the faceoff, and then Kuhlman's confident with the puck, actually pulled the puck free in front of his own net with a couple of Penn State players right there and skated right out. He is gifted, Corson Kuhlman's, the first round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets last year. He'll change now, and Anthony Kerr out for the Badgers. 12-10 remaining in the third, 6-0 Penn State. Lampa, defended by Jugnov, threw it behind the cage. Wisconsin's Horbach, blind pass, way to Lindmark. Badgers 2-on-2, 3-on-2, as Kerr joins the rush. Berger stepped up on Bantle, and so that slowed everything down, and the puck went deep into the Penn State zone, and the Nittany Lions gather it in, and they throw it out to center ice. And now Daniel Lodge in the corner, roughed up a little bit by Berger. Puck picked up by Bantle. Penn State with four players back. Bantle dumps it down in. Update from Le Bon Arena. Bob Lindauer says the Badger women lead Minnesota State now in the second period, 1-0 on an unassisted goal by Kirsten Sims, the freshman.
She's had some flashy goals of late.
Well, how about the overtime penalty shot winner against Ohio State on Saturday last weekend? You don't see that very often. Mersch throwing his body around. Dominic Mersch has a heart like a truck. Lady Wilson, that's another.
I was about to ask what the heck you're talking about, but now I realize it's country night.
Country music reference, yes. And I know absolutely nothing about country music. Absolutely nothing. Yep. Badgers are offside, and faceoff coming up in neutral ice. Actually, they're going to call a penalty on Connor McMenamin. Slashing on McMenamin, so the Badgers get a quartz power play, their second of the game. It's only the fourth penalty called tonight. The Badgers with a quartz power play and a chance to get on the board. If nothing else, just ruin Liam Soulier's bid for a shutout.
And just get feeling like you can score.
Right. Well, that's the odd thing. You know, Wisconsin scores or matches a season high with six goals last weekend. And here, not a single goal against a team not known for its defense. Penn State would rather outscore you than defend you. Although they have improved in that regard. Oh, look out. Penn State clears the puck from in front of its own net. That was on an angle towards Paul Capobianco.
It was either going to hit me or the ref, it looked like. But it went between us and hit the glass.
Again, we're about 15 rows from the ice, and a great vantage point for us. Here's Brock Caulfield in the attacking zone, tried to rim it around to Kuhlman's at the point, but it was blocked away. Badgers try again. Now here's Bantle. Pulls it off the left wing wall. In front, backside, Caulfield, and he scores. The Badgers get one on a power play. Brock Caulfield is team leading 11th. It's 6-1.
Very similar setup to the first power play when Wisconsin had a cross slot pass. This one with a little more movement on the play, but first time a Stramel to Bantle who missed. This time Brock Caulfield taps it home, and rightly barely could tell that Badgers scored.
Right.
Very little celebration because it's just a 6-1 lead here for Penn State.
Caulfield from Bantle at 9:47 gives Stramel a helper too. Charlie's got four assists in his last three games. Fourth point in three games for Carson Bantle as well. Brock Caulfield with his sixth career goal against Penn State. A 6-1 Nittany Lions lead. 6:55, make that 9:55 to play here in the third. Puck chopped out to center. Dexheimer's got it. Goes back to Kerr, now right wing Mersch, and he'll backhand it in. So Liam Soulier, who had pitched two shutouts this season, won't get one here tonight. Here's Zhaniev now. He'll fire it in, kind of on edge. Scooped up nicely by Jared Moe and paddled it back to Mike Vorlicki. In pursuit is Linden, trying to lift the stick of Vorlicki. Mike able to get the puck deep. Slowed with a hip check by Linden. Smolanic behind the net. He's defended there. Stramel now uses his body to free the puck. DeSaint foul to Dexheimer. Back pedal, shoots one. And a glove save by Soulier. And a stoppage in play. With 9:16 to go in the third, Penn State 6, Wisconsin 1. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
GW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Stramel's initial shot was blocked. He got it back, and then he pushed one wide. Down to the far corner, Mack. DeSaint foul got underneath him, keeps the puck alive. Thrown out towards the point. Vorlicki had it for a moment but couldn't hold, and the Badgers need to touch up, and they do. And Smolana came hustling out of the zone, trying to help his teammates out, and almost ran right into Connor McEachern. That was a dangerous play. His head and neck were in a very precarious position when he came flying out.
Yeah, I think he made some contact there. He did his best to get onside for the Badgers, and some bad luck there, kind of diving towards the line a little bit and his head down about thigh high.
Appears to be okay, though. Jack Gorniak flying in, wiped out the defenseman, or actually that was Tyler Grattan, but Penn State turned and came the other way, and now the Badgers back to our right. And Grattan didn't like what Gorniak did to him, so he plows into Stang. Jack's now got it, and a shot by Caulfield, and Soulier sliding with him to his left made the stop. That was a nice passing play.
That was a nice passing play and a great release by Brock Caulfield. There was some room to the left of Solieri. But Brock, unfortunately, kind of put it towards the middle instead of along the post. But it was a quick catch and shoot.
Oh, and Lindmark back out for the Badgers. Bantle and Horbach. Lindmark kicked it. Horbach picked it up blindly out to the point. Kuhlman steps around Sarlo and his pass to Lindmark right in the slot. He got his stick on it. Backhand couldn't direct it on net. Now a partial break. Sarlo 2-on-1. Lampa, good hustle back by Corson Kuhlemans. You could not tell it was a 6-1 game with a play that Corson Kuhlemans just made right there.
It was going to be a 2-on-none there, and it almost looked like there was going to be some interference too on Penn State trying to prevent Corson to get back in the play, and he made it back. Tyson Jugnauth was right behind.